Christmas is a time of expectation. And whenever a baby is about to be born, there's always an air of expectation, isn't there? You know, it's happened particularly in my family, and if I can just share something with you that's very personal, and it just shows how emotion gets hold of one. You see, this week I became a grandfather for the first time. But I also have a wife, the granny. Yep, I'm married to a granny now. But my wife is desperately ill and could pass into the presence of the Lord at any moment, even today. And the question was she going to see her first grandchild? And all the nursing staff that would come along would say, well, has the baby come yet? Has the baby come yet? And eventually this week we said, yes, the baby's come. But the baby's up in Bath. And of course we had to get the baby down here. And they came down yesterday. And it was very emotional as my wife, lying in bed there, was able to cuddle that little baby. Very emotional. Yes, she saw the baby. She was waiting expectantly for that baby. And so for us as a family, it's been a great time, but also a sad time, because my wife will not see our grandson grow up. But that's what it happens when a baby is due. There's always an excitement. And there was an excitement when the baby Jesus was due as well. You see, people had for years and years, the Jews had been under the oppression of the Romans. And we read some of those scriptures tonight that reminded us of the fact that they were promised that there was going to be a coming king. And a lot of people thought, if we get a new king, he's going to rescue us from the Romans. And there was that air of expectation, waiting for this new king. And then it happens. And the interesting thing is, as we read the scriptures, we read in Luke chapter 1 that an angel went to Mary and he said to Mary, you're going to have a baby. And he's going to be a special baby. Yes, he's going to be a king. But you're going to call him Jesus. Now the word Jesus actually means Savior. So he was given the name by the angel. Now, where would you expect a king to be born? A little while ago we celebrated as a nation the birth of Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and there's going to be another one. So we don't know what the name is of this one, but we know that there's another royal baby coming. And the nation waits in expectation, and we expect that announcement to come from Buckingham Palace. Where would the announcement of Jesus, this royal baby, come from? And everybody waited with bated breath. But you know what? It came in a most unexpected way. Most unexpected. one of the most powerful men, or in fact the most powerful man in the world at that time, Caesar Augustus, decided to have a national census. And he told everybody they had to go to the place of their forefathers' birth, where they were registered, and they had to be counted there. And so Joseph and Mary had to make a journey, about 60 miles. Now, I don't know whether they actually had a donkey. The carols tell us that that Mary rode on a donkey, but you know, the Bible doesn't tell us that. That's one of the things we just assume. But it would have taken them about 3 days. And Mary was expecting this baby at any moment. And they arrive in Bethlehem, they get to their destination. Oh. And she's beginning to have labor pains. And they go to the inn. By the way, do you know the name of that inn? Did you know that the Bible actually does tell us what the name of that inn was? Did you know that? It was Chinaman's Inn. And we first come across the name Chinaman back in Samuel, the 2 Samuel in chapter 19, and then again in the book of Jeremiah, because Jeremiah was fleeing from Jerusalem and he was on his way to Egypt, and he stopped at Chinaman's Inn outside Bethlehem. And that was the inn. You see, they didn't have a whole lot of inns like we have today. That was the inn. So we actually know the name of that inn. And it was a very wealthy family. We know that as well from the scriptures. And they arrive there, and there's no room. And the guy who owns the inn says, well, I'm afraid the only place I can offer you is a stable. What? A king born in a stable? What on earth was God doing? Why did he give Mary such a hard time that having walked for some 3 days, now to have her baby in a stable? And have you ever asked yourself the question, why in a stable? Why was Jesus born in a stable? Well, I want to make some suggestions to you tonight. Have you heard of fake news? You know, the politicians are all into this fake news. And it's all about showmanship, isn't it? It's all about who's who in the zoo. Jesus wasn't born in the capital. Jesus wasn't born in Jerusalem. Jesus wasn't born in the palace. He was born in a stable because when he first came to this earth, he didn't come, although he was a king, he didn't come as king. Mary was told, you will call him Jesus, the Savior. You see, if he had come and he was born in the palace, as it were, who knows what sort of news would have gone out? The expectation of people around this little baby to rescue the nation of Israel. They wouldn't realize that he was a savior. But the announcement comes in a totally different way, and we sang about that, about those shepherds. Now, those shepherds had a very special job. Those shepherds actually looked after what was known as the sacrificial lambs, the lambs that would be taken to the temple to be sacrificed. And those lambs were very special lambs. They had to be looked after really well. They had to be without spot, the Bible says. Especially when they were used as a Passover lamb. They were very special. And these guys were awake that night, watching over these special lambs. And an angel appears. And they get a fright. And the angel says to them, now, don't be frightened, because I've got some great news for you. If you go down to Bethlehem and go down the hill into the village, you will find in a stable and laying in a manger, you will find a baby. And do you know who that baby is? And what the angel told the shepherds was, he is Christ the Lord, the Savior. You see, that's why Jesus came the first time. He came as Savior. And folk, that's what we have missed very often. We celebrate Christmas, we don't realize that Jesus came for a very special reason. God loved you and me so much that he gave his only Son that our sins would be washed away, that we could have forgiveness because Jesus was the Savior. That's why Jesus came. Do you remember when the wise men arrived? Where did they go? First, they went to Jerusalem. They went to the palace, and they said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? What's it, Herod? Another king? And he wasn't going to have that, so he already had a plan to kill this baby Jesus. But he didn't even know where to look, and so he called all the religious people, all the scribes, and he said to them, where is Jesus going to be born? And you know what they knew? They knew because the scripture said he would be born in Bethlehem. And so they told Herod. But you know what's sad? They never even bothered to go and look for themselves. They couldn't be bothered. And you know, there are a lot of folks today who just can't be bothered about who Jesus is and why he has come. And the message is that he's our Savior. That's why he's come. And I believe that God chose those shepherds because the shepherds weren't into fake news. They weren't going to be sensationalists. They went down to Bethlehem. They went into that stable. They saw the Lord Jesus. They rejoiced because they knew, because they were people who were involved with the temple and they knew the scriptures as well. They realized that this is the Savior. And you know, they went out from that stable and they spread news. What do you think they told people? That a king has come? I don't think so. I think they went and told the people, the Savior of the world has come. And folk, that's what we need to do as well. That's what we need to do this Christmas. Forget about all the razzle and dazzle and the tinsel and everything else. But to tell people the real reason for Christmas, the Saviour of the world has come. This special baby is the Saviour. And God gave him to us that we might have our sins forgiven. Now let me ask you a question. Have your sins been forgiven? Have you been to him and acknowledged that Jesus is Saviour, that he died for you? Do you serve him as your Lord and King? That's what we need to do. And that's what we need to share with others as well. So I trust that you will remember this Christmas. Why did Jesus come? Because he was the Saviour of the world. And that's what we celebrate this Christmas. Phil. Well, as we come to the end of our service, it's great to have you all here. And just want to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, but a blessed Christmas, and something that's very dear to all of us. So we're just going to ask the Lord now for his blessing upon us, thank him for these gifts that he's given us, and that we would just know his presence this Christmas. Shall we pray together? Father, we've been able to sing these wonderful hymns, to read these wonderful scriptures, to be reminded again of that tremendous story of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just thank you that we celebrate Christmas because of Jesus. If there hadn't been Jesus, there wouldn't have been a Christmas. If there hadn't been Jesus, we wouldn't have a Saviour. And the world would be such a different place. And so, Father, we thank you for the gift that you have given us in that baby that came as our Redeemer, as our Saviour. And Father, we've brought our gifts to you as well today, and we just present them before you, and we pray that you would take these gifts and make that a blessing to many other people as well. Those with whom we rub shoulders with day by day, those that have never heard of the message of Christmas. Father, we pray that they will hear that message loud and clear this year. And then, our loving Father, we just commend ourselves to you. We pray that you will bless our fellowship together as we share some refreshments. And gracious Father, as we go home, we thank you that we do not go alone, but by your Spirit you go with us and you abide with us. You have your hand upon us for good. And to this end, we again give thee all our thanks in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.